Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you again that we have another opportunity to learn from your Word more things about you and about your Son, Jesus. Today, Lord, I pray that you will guide us into all truth by your Holy Spirit and that you will fill us with your Spirit that we might be able to live according to your ways and the way that you want us to be. And we'll give you thanks for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Riches and a Long Party. And it's taken from Esther chapter 1 and verse 4. The massive feast has been called, and Ahasuerus has royal members and their servants from 127 provinces in attendance. The planning has been made, and all the logistics are in place. This marvelous extravaganza must have been exciting to attend. However, the question might loom, why? Or what was the purpose for this illustrious affair? In chapter 1 and verse 4, we get a little more insight into Ahasuerus' reason for this affair. We read, "When he showed the riches of his glorious kingdom and the honor of his excellent majesty many days, even 104 days. The verse begins, "When he showed the riches of his glorious kingdom." In other words, Ahasuerus showed off his wealth to those in attendance. He desired that his guests see the abundance, splendor, and glory which he had accumulated. As the Persians and Medes conquered the Babylonian Empire, it is quite possible they gathered great riches from their exploits. Now Ahasuerus wants his guests to see all the gain he has in his glorious kingdom. As we read these words, let us not forget the words of the psalmist who wrote in Psalm 75 and verses 6 and 7, "For promotion neither comes from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, but God is the judge. He puts down one and sets up another." In addition to showing off his riches, we read where Ahasuerus showed the honor of his excellent majesty many days. In other words, he demonstrated how great he was. He desired that his guests knew the beauty, splendor, glory, and finery of his rank and renown. The wording here leans toward the idea that he was godlike, and his boasting would be sure to allow his nobility and their servants to know it. Let us note, too, the words many days. And the completion of all of the verse tells us how many, even 104 days. This means for 180 days, Ahasuerus threw this party, showed off his riches. Can we imagine this? Every day for half a year this great feast went on. The food, the drink, the music, the garbage, etc., 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 continued with Ahasuerus showing his riches every day. We may never know how many times those guests heard and saw the same things over and over again. As we continue our story, let us keep in mind that God is in the background of this whole scene. Although he's not mentioned, God will use this great party of Ahasuerus to complete his will. We don't quite see it yet, which is often the case in our situation. But God has a plan, and he is working it out. As we see his mighty hand moving in the natural things in this story, let us keep in mind that he has a providential plan working in ours as well. Next time, we will see even more spread at the party given by Ahasuerus. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.